this afternoon to speak concerning the Word of God. I pray, Lord, you would open our hearts to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Help us to understand the passage which is given to us concerning the blessing of these children by Jesus and what he meant to convey to the people around him. Truly, that God intended that every heart should receive the Word of God as simply as a child and with the faith of a child, that they may be dependent upon their Heavenly Father. And we give thanks and praise to you for your grace and mercies to us. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, as we look at this passage this afternoon, we want to consider what it means. And as you have in your bulletin here, the title of the message, Be Children of Faith, we find that God meant that children should be an example to us. Well, each of us have children, I would gather, from the age of the people here. Well, you probably all have children and grandchildren, and you probably love to have them over to your home and welcome them at home. Some of the children have grown up and they have children. Others perhaps are not fully grown and on their own yet, or maybe they haven't married and have children yet. But God is so good to give us the example of children and how important children are to us. I'd like to read a brief excerpt from the diary of Charles Francis Adams. He was a 19th century political figure and a diplomat. And one day he asked his son to go fishing with him. And so his son went and they spent the day fishing. But the record in the diary of Mr. Charles Francis Adams was this. On that same day, Francis Adams made this comment. He says, I spent the day wasted time fishing. But his son also put an entry in his diary, and his son made the entry, went fishing with my father today, the most wonderful day of my life. So there is a difference, isn't there, when we come to the perspective between adults and children. Children often see things so much differently than what we do. And we can be thankful for that because they have much to teach us concerning sometimes the simpler things in life. And so we find that children can be a great blessing to us as we consider what they have to say to us. As we look at this passage here this afternoon, taking a few comments from it, beginning with verse 13, we find in the entry that it says, and they brought young children to him that he should touch them. Now, who brought these young children? Well, it wasn't the disciples. It was the mothers and fathers. Well, Jesus was obviously very gifted as the Son of God to do good things unto people. In fact, we know that there are many miracles recorded that Christ did. And we find that as he was gathered with his disciples, and we find that the parents began to realize that Jesus was there, they brought their children. They wanted their children to be blessed. And as was customary at that particular time to bless a child was to take the child up in your arms, as it were, to set the child on your lap, place your hand upon the child, and offer a word of prayer of blessing upon the child. Now, the parents wanted this kind of blessing upon their children, as every parent wants to have their children blessed of God, and as every parent wants the best for their children. But reading on in the text, it says, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. Well, the disciples had a different perspective on things. They was like Charles Francis Adams, who thought, well, I didn't get anything accomplished today. How am I going to get anything accomplished by going fishing with my son? But his son, of course, had a different idea altogether. So what does Jesus say to his disciples? Don't forbid the children, but allow the children to come to me. Because children are truly the epitome of faith. If you have children or if you have grandchildren, you know you've had the opportunity to see their innocence or the simple way that they look at life. It's uncomplicated. It's just simply based upon their loving relationship to the people around them. If Grammy is really a blessing to be with, then they want to run to Grammy's aprons and they want a cookie, they want a hug, and they don't mind that Grammy tells them something or Grandpa tells them something. I know we have two grandchildren in Virginia, and sometimes they'll call us on the phone. Our son will, and they'll say, you want to speak to Mason, or you want to speak to Eden? And we'll say, yeah, I'll talk to him. And they're all excited. They just want to talk to us and find out what's going on. And they say, is Grammy there? Is Grandpa there? We want to talk to him. And they just have an eager desire to be loved and to receive something from you. Because that is the innocence of little children and the simple heart of children. So these parents here, in this story, this record of Jesus blessing these children, the disciples said, oh, well, you're doing something too important, Jesus. You can't take time out to bless these little children. But Jesus says, okay, I can take out time. In fact, this is so important that I want to teach you a lesson from it. And so he began to teach them a lesson. In verse 14 he says, but when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto his disciples. What did he say? He said, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. The word suffer means to permit. And of course we understand what it means to not forbid something. It means to allow it. So he kind of reiterated. There was a repetition of thought that he is saying to them. Allow them to come. Don't forbid them. Allow them to come. I want to talk to these little children. I want them to be with me. And so he began to relate to the people around him. He wasn't saying this for the benefit of the children. No, he was saying it for the benefit of the disciples. And he was saying it for the benefit of the religious rulers who were there. Because if you read earlier in the passage, he's talking about the religious rulers. And he is saying it for the benefit of the parents, of course, too. And so, as this is recorded here, he is saying it for the benefit of you and me. He wants us to know this too, that children are truly an example of what it means to come to a Heavenly Father and to be dependent upon our Heavenly Father. And so he says, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. And sometimes we have an idea of what it means to come to God. But as adults, we kind of complicate things, don't we? Yeah, we kind of say, oh, it must be this, it must be that, I must have to do 1, 2, 3, 4. It must be that I have to keep a long list of things. Or maybe if I'm only good enough, or maybe if I'm, you know, we just keep adding things on what it means to come to God. But in essence, Jesus gave the answer very simply. He says, the way that children come is the way you are to come, the way I am to come to the Heavenly Father. You see, children are very dependent upon their parents, aren't they? We have to feed them, clothe them, wash them, clean them. We have to do all kinds of things for our children, and they're dependent upon us for that. And they look to us, and they want to have those things in their lives because it is part of our caring for them. Well, our Heavenly Father wants to care for us too. He wants us to be cared for and to be blessed of Him. But we must learn to come as a little child before the Lord, that He might show us just how much He loves us and how much He cares for us. I have another little story here to relate to you. Robert Fulgham wrote in the Kansas City Times, and this is what he wrote: most of what I really need to know about how to live and what to do and how to be, I learned in kindergarten. Wisdom was not at the top of the graduate school mountain in kindergarten, but there in the sandbox and at nursery school. Quote, these are the things I learned. Share everything. Play fair. Don't hit people. Put things back where you found them. Clean up your own mess. Don't take things that aren't yours. Say you're sorry when you hurt somebody. And when you go out into the world, watch for traffic. Hold hands. Stick together. Unquote. This writer has captured part of what Jesus meant when he said, unless you become like little children, you won't enter the kingdom of heaven. Well, children do see things so much simply, don't they? And many of the things that they learn are the things that carry us through the rest of our life. And how important it is that we see those perspectives, that we might learn and understand how God wants us to come to Him. In verse 15 of Mark chapter 10, it says, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. Well, somehow, when we look at the scriptures and we see what Jesus has to say, you know, everybody likes to look at the scriptures and see the words in red, because they'll say, oh, those are the words of Jesus, they're in red. And so they'll turn to that passage and they'll read the words in red because Jesus said that. Well, it's important, isn't it, that we learn the things that are important. Well, Jesus said this, the words are in red, and so I would say that it's probably pretty significant that we understand what he is saying. You know, there's a lot of other things that are being said in the scriptures, and those are important too. But this particular passage kind of gets to the heart of things and tells us that children are an example to us of a dependent faith upon their parents and upon their Heavenly Father, because God has made them what they are as little children. They are a loving, precious commodity to each of us. And in the world today, we know how important it is to protect our children, don't we? Because it seems like there is so much going on in the world today, we don't quite know how to combat some of the things that are there. And we want to love our children and protect our children. But God wants to love and protect us too. So we need to come to Him in this childlike faith. We need to believe that God does care about us. We need to be dependent upon Him. And some may say, well, God gave me reason. I can make my own decisions. And that's true. Yet, we have to remember that God made us as we are. in his image and in his likeness, with emotion, intellect, and will, body, soul, and spirit, God has made us. And even as we are fashioned in the particular soul experience that we are, God desires us to come to him by faith. To believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the scripture says, thou shalt be saved. In closing here in this verse, he says in verse 16, and he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. Something important that we notice here. Even though the Lord was using these children as an example to the adults around him, he did not neglect the children. He followed through with the very thing that he set out to do. He says, allow these children to come to me. He says, I want to take them up and put them in my arms. I want to lay my hand on them. I want them to know the blessing of God is upon them as little children. You know, sometimes as we seem to grow out of that childhood faith, don't we, sometimes? We become pragmatic. We become independent. We become self-willed. We become determined. We become strong and resilient in our lives. We take responsibility upon us. We just take all kinds of things and put it on our shoulders and carry them around because we say, well, I have to. It's so difficult if I don't grow strong. And we take all of that upon ourselves, and sometimes we forget to give it to the Lord. But just as these children were dependent upon their parents, God wants us to be dependent upon our Heavenly Father. So Jesus took these children up in his arms, and he didn't forget what he really wanted to do. He wanted to bless them, and he did bless them. He laid his hands upon them, he prayed, and he asked his Heavenly Father to bless them. Now, we aren't told from this point on just what came of that blessing, how God might have used those little children. But we do know this much. Children are the future generation of our country. Children are the future parents that will raise their children, and so they are the future generation. Children are what will fill this church again someday, if God so will that they come to it, come to the faith, and turn unto the Lord. In other words, children are the future. And each of us know that because we're all growing older. We sense that our mortality will someday come to an end unless we know the Lord and that he give us a sense of immortality with him in heaven. Now, some people will just say, well, that's kind of a pie-in-the-sky thing. We really don't know. Well, that's true. But we only know it by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. There is substance and there is hope in faith. Without it, there is very little. And so I would encourage you to be revived in your faith and to be strengthened in the hope that God means for you to know him and to be blessed by him. And that if you will have such faith that Jesus examples in these little children, then of such is the kingdom of God. And there is no greater blessing than to know that God has blessed you. Well, let's close with another hymn this afternoon. And we'll turn to number 248 in your hymnal. 248, I Love to Tell the Story. Would you like to stand together as we sing? I love
tell the story of hunting things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love.
Shall we bow together in a word of closing prayer? Loving Father, we are very thankful this day, Lord, for your love and your grace to us. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus Christ into this world to die for our sins upon the cross. We thank you, Father, that Christ has made a full atonement for our sins, and that we too and are truly dependent upon the Lord Jesus Christ for our hope of eternal life. And so I pray, Father, even now, that you will quicken the hearts of each and every individual here, that their hearts may be drawn closer to you, and that by faith, Lord, we will know of a surety that we shall enter the kingdom of heaven. And we praise you and give thanks to you. In Jesus' name, amen.